Welcome. You are listening to Not Just a Rainbow with Catherine Cager. All right. Today, I am going to tell you my modest opinion on an interesting topic you probably will love. Pretty much anybody who's into anime has certain pairings that they really like. It doesn't matter if it's canon or not, let your imagination take you wherever it wants while shipping. Despite some queer characters not making it into the anime canon, there are still some that represent the progress that is being made in the anime genre. Here are 13 LGBTQ+ relationships we all wish were real. Number 1. Michiru Kaiu and Haruka Tenno. Sailor Moon. Michiru and Haruka, otherwise known as Sailor Neptune and Sailor Uranus, are a non-binary couple who let the world see their profound love. Their relationship is more than physical, as they work together as Sailor Scouts in raising Hitaru and Setsuna. They move in perfect harmony with one another. Number 2. Yukito Tsukishiro and Tuya Kinomoto. Cardcaptor Sakura. Yukito and Tuya are great pals at the beginning of Cardcaptor Sakura, but as the series progresses, their bond grows into something more. In the Clamp universe, their budding romance is widely known. Although their romantic relationship is more evident in the manga than in the anime, either way it serves as a great example of representation for young viewers. Number 3. Yu Koito and Tuko Nanami. Bloom Into You. Yu and Tuko of Bloom Into You provide a refreshing contrast to the often toxic and stereotypical portrayals of lesbian relationships in the media. Their relationship is nothing short of wholesome, as both of them have never experienced love until they found each other. This story is a beautiful reminder of the power and innocence of first love. Number 4. Victor and Yuri. Yuri. On Ice. Yuri. On Ice made a huge step forward for LGBTQ+ representation in anime when the main couple Victor and Yuri showed a loving and supportive relationship, a refreshing change from the normal, toxic stereotypes. Throughout the show, they kept encouraging each other to strive for their goals and fell in love in the process. This is seen as one of the most healthy depictions of a gay romance, and it's helped bring anime to a wider audience. Number 5. FAI and Kuragane. Tsubasa, Reservoir Chronicle. Although many characters from Clamp may be seen as queer couples, such as Demiki and Watanuki from XXXHolic or Kamui and Fuma from X, it is widely accepted that the editors of Tsubasa will not allow its creators to make it official. Even though they seem to be married, it is not recognized due to the fact that the title is shonen. Fortuitously, Clamp is not shy about their support for these relationships, so they are strongly encouraging the underlying meaning. Number 6. Hamura and Madoka. Puella Magi Madoka Magica. This anime brings to light the sorrow of young magical girls, and how intertwined it can be with love. Although never officially confirmed, it's obvious that the love between Hamura and Madoka is both powerful and heartbreaking. Number 7. Shinji and Kaworu. Neon Genesis Evangelion. The many versions of Evangelion make one wonder if the idea of not canon could be contested. In the original, there is a potential relationship between Shinji and Kaworu that could have been explored. Unfortunately, the time and circumstances did not allow for a full examination of what could have been. Even though there is much controversy over whether their relationship was homosexual, it is clear that canon was not explicit enough. Number 8. Mako and Ryuko. Kill la Kill. Kill la Kill is a series that takes tropes to the extreme. The relationship between schoolgirls in some anime can be seen as hyper-romantic but no homo, and this is explored in the show. Fans are divided on whether the anime broke through this trope or merely reinforced it. Number 9. Guts and Griffith. Berserk. The vast and enthralling anime has numerous surprising turns, yet the loyalty Griffith has for Guts is undoubted and heartfelt. The underlying meaning is powerful, and the addition of romantic emotions, at least from one side, renders certain aspects of the story much more understandable. Number 10. Yoruchi and Suifeng. Bleach. Bleach is an anime overflowing with intense feelings and complex relationships, which is true of many long-running anime. The bond between these two characters is especially powerful, sparking heated debates about whether or not they are meant to be together in the show. Number 11. Toru and Kobayashi. Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. These two characters are so close to being a canonical lesbian couple in Japan. However, due to the anime genre's history of teasing LGBTQ+ relationships without actually committing, the translators took it upon themselves to alter the text to make it more palatable to a more homophobic audience. What a shame! Number 12. Cotter and Troa. Gundam Wing. Gundam Wing is most likely a product of a young girl's imagination, fueled by her love of yaoi and the toy Gundams that belong to her brother. It is overflowing with melodramatic storylines and attractive boys, which is why it is so popular. Yes, this is an officially produced artwork. It is an absolute shame that Cotter and Troa's story, wherein Cotter goes crazy, Troa sacrifices himself to fix the problem and seemingly dies, only to really receive amnesia, and Cotter ends up finding him and restoring his memory, is not officially recognized as a same-sex love tale. Number 13. Sasuke and Naruto. Naruto. The show is all about the connection between the two characters. They are often involved in sillier conflicts than Romeo and Juliet. Actors of both English and Japanese descent express their support for the couple, and they even have their own 50 Shades of Grey audio drama in Japan, performed by the same voice actors. Even in the sequel where they have married and have kids, the bond between them is still strong. I am not sure I would be okay with my partner still being so intensely devoted to another person, that's all I'm saying. Not only do these two illustrate the tricky balance between queerness and straightness, but it's obvious why so many people are sensing the underlying meaning between them. That's all for today. I hope this episode was useful for you all. Do not forget to share my podcast with your friends and see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.